There's a story in the paper this morning, Jeanette, and it's in our news. You'll have been hearing it with Faye about a new study that's being done at Manchester University. It's the world's largest clinical trial to find out about the treatment of breast cancer. 320 women are being involved, and previous studies have shown that more than 60% of women have used complementary therapies to ease the side effects of chemotherapy. Now, we talked a bit about acupuncture. Can acupuncture help women who are suffering from breast cancer, do you think?
Absolutely, yes. I think this is so exciting, and it's so long overdue. The fact that, you know, conventional medicine is now recognizing that there are other therapies that can definitely affect how we feel, how we heal. And that, I mean, acupuncture particularly is working on those energy levels, the chi in the body. And if you are helping to alleviate blockages in those areas, then it has to benefit that individual. And the fact that they are or must have devised a way that they find acceptable in their research at long last, that will probably be acceptable, that it can say, yes, we do agree that this can now be approved as an effective treatment for breast cancer, that can only be a huge plus for the women.
And I know that you have first-hand experience of dealing with cancer patients, because very sadly you lost your husband last year, didn't you?
I did. And he had complementary therapy, he had homeopathy, and he did have some acupuncture later, but his cancer was quite rare. But the homeopathy that he had definitely prolonged his life and gave him so much comfort in so many areas, you know, coming off really strong painkillers. You know, there's remedies that can help with, you know, alleviating those withdrawal symptoms, remedies that can really, really make a difference to make your quality of life feel better. You know, again, the same with acupuncture, the homeopathy, there are many remedies that can help with chemo, the side effects of chemo, that can help to improve the white cell count. It's amazing what complementary therapies can do.
And as somebody who has cared for somebody who was going through this, it must in a way, although it's obviously devastating, it must in a way give you some comfort to see those symptoms alleviated.
Absolutely. I don't know how anyone could manage without having, you know, trained as a homeopath myself, and my background's in nursing, to see the difference, to know that there's so many more tools in the box, if you like, that you can go to make people feel more comfortable, to feel more relieved. And, you know, going through the loss for me was hard, but I had so much support from so many therapists. You know, it made all the difference. And it's hard, you know, life's tough, and so many people these days go through that.
It is very tough.
You know, and if only they'd recognise that there is a lot more help out there.
Well, we shall find out from this study. It's just coming up to 10 to 10. It's BBC Radio Manchester. You're with the Coffee Club. Sue Tonks, Sharon Watson and Jeanette Blackwell.